Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're here again today with our guest this week, Sean Breeden. Sean is a banker here in Ann Arbor, Michigan, but more importantly, he's a husband and a father and an ordinary Catholic guy. And it's amazing to see what God wants to do through ordinary Catholic people like you and me and Sean and others. This really is a time, even in the midst of the crisis and the trial and the difficulty and the pain and the humiliation of what the church is going through at this time, never forget, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. His plan that we be radical lovers of Him, that we experience and walk in His love, and that we extend it to others, that great commission that He's given to us, that's something that never changes. And I think right now we're at a time when people feel quite destabilized in the faith or discouraged about the faith. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. His love is as radical as ever. He's ultimately won the battle, friends, and He wants you highly engaged in it. And the devil wants to discourage you and get you marginalized and get you out of it. And so one of the reasons I asked Sean to be on the program with us this week is, you know, just like so many of you, you know, he's making a living, he's raising a family, he's doing all kinds of things, but the Lord really stirred the fire in him again to seek and to hunger and to thirst and to see what God has for him. And so that's what Sean's been sharing with us all this week. If you hadn't had a chance to listen to the program, I'd encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. All the stuff is archived. It's right there for you. You can listen to it or you can listen to the podcast. Don't forget, at the end of the program as well, friends, the free booklet, What Happens When I Die. It's a really helpful booklet. Welcome back, Sean.
Thank you.
So what's on your heart today? What would you like to share?
Yeah, so just sort of springboarding from the last show that we did, I was thinking about just that basic principle of it's our identity as a son and a daughter of God that overflows into ministry. It becomes something, it's not something we do as much as it's who we are. Yeah. We are people that are radically in love with Jesus, and if we have an opportunity to speak His name and we discern prudently how exactly to do that in a situation, then we're just ready to do it. If you're passionate about something, then you want to talk about it, right? And I was just thinking, that's so much of the grace, I think, of the Encounter School of Ministry that I've been in, has been this renewal of the mind. And what's really on my heart lately has been that we greatly, greatly underestimate the extent to which transformation in Christ is really possible. I think we get discouraged by our own personal experience of, well, I'm really not acting like Jesus in the world. You know, I don't experience power when I pray. Therefore, I'm just going to bracket that off as just something that is spoken about in the Bible, but it doesn't apply to me.
Yeah, or maybe the saints, you know, maybe St. Francis, John Paul II or something
right.
like that, but not for everyday folk like me and you.
Right.
Yeah.
And what I love about, you know, when I think, as you said, about St. Francis, is sometimes we have this idea that holiness, that there's some secret that's unknown to us, that if once we reach a certain level, God will reveal to us the secret of sainthood. But then you look at the life of St. Francis, you look at even the rule of St. Francis, and it's all quotes from the Gospels. He just happened to believe the words of
there
Scripture,
you go. That's
right?
Key. That's key, isn't it?
Yeah. Right. Like just even basic things like, do not carry money. Okay, great. We won't carry money. Like he just sort of takes it at face value. There's this beautiful simplicity of faith of if Jesus said it.
He takes him literally.
Right. He takes him literally. Yeah, and obviously some of those things we discern, but sometimes we discern it to the point where we just hollow out the words, right?
Right.
There is, like he said, don't take money because his point is you need to trust in me fully with what I'm asking you to do, which still applies to us, whether you are a priest or a sister, full-time ministry, or you're living in life, we have to trust in God's providence. Yeah. And just that simple, simple trust of Jesus says something in Scripture, my first reaction should be, wow, let me think about this. Is this true? You know, I believe, you know, the verse that says, where Jesus says, I think it's John 14:12, where he says that you're going to do greater works than me. Like, it's very easy to brush that off and say, well, of course I don't do greater works than Jesus. But if we take him at face value, we need to dive into that and really ask with expectant faith that, God, if you want to do great things through me, I'm open to it.
What are the greater works? What do you mean by this, Jesus? You know,
right.
like if you say it, I know it's true. I just want to know what it means. And talking about the identity piece, I think, which is so crucial that you touched on, that it begins with knowing who we are in Christ. And I think a very simple thing, that the truth that is being communicated in Scripture is not just like, quote unquote, objectively true, which it is, but it's true for you. He's talking to you, right? And I think that's something, that's a transition we don't make, or that's something we don't receive necessarily. There's so many things in us that, it doesn't get internalized in the heart. And St. Francis used to kneel before the cross often in the morning. He'd just look up at the crucifix and he'd say, God, who are you and who am I? Just tell me who I am, because I want to live in who I am. And you made me. You're the one who knows me. Tell me who I am. Isn't that beautiful?
Right.
It's that simplicity that you're talking about. That's a great prayer, isn't it?
Right,
you know,
it is.
Talking with God, yeah.
And what I love is that I feel like often in prayer, we don't ask God open-ended questions because we don't expect him to speak. So built into that prayer of faith is he expects God to answer the question.
He does.
He actually expects God to move in some way, whether through words or his own thoughts or his own emotions. He expects God to tell him who he is, right? And I think that's what we've lost, that I mentioned before, James 5:16, the prayer of a righteous man is very powerful in its effects. And to really dive into that and say, Lord, I'm not experiencing power in prayer, but you said it and I know it's true. Show me that power in prayer, right?
Yeah. And there he's kneeling in terms of the identity piece. Friends, this is something I don't want us to skip over too quickly that Sean touched on, the identity of who am I really? And identity is tied to whom do I belong? I belong to God. I'm his child. And that's something that the Holy Spirit wants to help us all internalize as a lived experience, and not just something that's a thought or an objective truth, but to the point where we said, yeah, I am a child of God, and say, Jesus, you said, if I seek you, I'll find you. And you don't lie. You tell the truth. So I'm going to seek you. I'm going to keep seeking you because I want to know who I am in you. I want to know who you are. And I want to live in that identity and everything that comes. And the clock's ticking. Life is short. We're going to be dead soon. You could see the urgency of the saints of saying, let's get it now. Let's go for it right now. Life is short. I want to receive everything the King has for me in this life. And I want to give away everything the King wants me to give away.
So. Absolutely. And I had an image in that powerful prayer experience a couple weeks ago where I fell backwards into a pool in this image in my mind. And I felt like it was a pool of God's grace. And in my heart, I said, I want more, Lord. This isn't enough. And all of a sudden, I found myself in this image in the ocean, just sinking down deeply into the ocean, except I could breathe under this water, this living water of grace. And I was just suspended there, just floating in the water, feeling the current. And I feel like God was saying, there is more. How much do you want? Do you want a kiddie pool of grace? Or do you want an infinite ocean of grace? Tell me what you want. Because sometimes there's this mystery in our faith where God limits our experience of him to a certain extent by our expectation of what he can do. If we believe in our minds, God will not work powerfully in my prayer. Many times that's kind of what happens. We sort of limit God by our expectation and understanding of what he's capable of, which is a dangerous thing to do in our spiritual lives.
The writer of Hebrews reminds us, I think it's chapter 11, that, you know, without faith it's impossible to please God, and that this is the great story of the woman who had the flow of blood, and Jesus is walking in this crowd of people and they're bumping into him, and she reaches out and she's like, if I just touch him, I know. She's been suffering with this malady for years, and she reaches out and touches him and she's healed. And Jesus said, who touched me? Who touched me? And the apostle said, what do you mean, master? Who touched you? I mean, all kinds of people are touching you. We're bumping into each other. No, who touched me? Because power went out from me, he said. And she had an expectant faith. God loves expectant faith. She reached out to him and said, if I touch Jesus, I will be healed. You know, he's the source. And Jesus loved that faith. He used to reward people with, and he'd say, look at that faith. I love that. That it really expects that I am who I am and that I say that I am and I'll do what I said I will do. And it's beautiful. So that's kind of what you're talking about.
Absolutely. And I love that. Obviously, everything is grace from God. And we can ask him, if we don't have an ache for God or an expectation that his words are true or that our prayers are powerful, all we have to do is ask him, God, give me an ache to go deeper into you. Give me the supernatural faith that I need to know that prayer is powerful and that you can work through me, not because, you know, of anything that I do, but because of who I am in you through my baptism. I really am your son and daughter. I really am an heir to the kingdom. And I really have access to the resources of heaven.
Some may be listening right now who just right now the Lord's stirring in their heart and they're saying, I want that. I want that kind of disposition. I want that heart. I want that understanding. Would you be willing just right now to lead a prayer, Sean, for any of your friends, brothers, sisters out there who are listening and you feel that ache that Sean's talking about right now? I just want to ask Sean to pray that God would share that ache.
Absolutely.
With others, so.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Lord God, right now I pray over every person that's listening to this right now that you know them uniquely, Lord. You created them and you formed them in their mother's womb. You know the plans that you have for them. And God, they are aching for you right now. They're aching for more. And they're not experiencing the reality of your love in their daily lives as they could be. Right now I pray, Holy Spirit, dive deeply into their hearts, fill them to overflowing. Let them feel tangibly right now, physically in their bodies. Let them feel the power of your presence, the warmth of your presence. Yes. Let them never, ever be the same after they've encountered this love, and let that love overflow to everyone they come in contact with today and throughout their lives. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen. As we're praying, Sean was praying, I just see a picture of a guy. Somebody out there just sitting in their car, a businessman, a worker, either you're just leaving for work or you pulled into the parking lot at work and just been feeling the emptiness in your life, lack of direction, lots of internal battles in your mind and your heart. You feel alone, you feel lost. And Jesus is saying, yes, I'm speaking to you today and I give you my grace. And he just wants you, friend, to be able to receive it. And anybody else who's in that position today to be able to receive the grace of the Holy Spirit right now, who's present. He knows you. He loves you. He's the answer to the longing of your heart. He's the thing that will fill the emptiness that's within you. And he's the one who's going to open the horizon of the mission and the destiny that he has set before you. Amen.
Amen.
So, Sean.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to make sure that I mentioned, we can pray these prayers. And many times we experience breakthrough and power. We feel the love of God, but it's so important to be rooted in the truth every single day. And one thing that's been very powerful in my life is speaking words of declarations that are that are from the Bible, just scriptural things, and speaking them every day. That's very much in line with Unbound ministry, if you're familiar with that. But just speaking the truth, just in the silence of your hearts right now, as I speak these words, just believe them. I am the beloved child of the Father. I have access to the resources of heaven. The Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in me. I am clothed with power from on high. I did not receive a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power and love and self-control. I just ask that as you speak those, think of declarations that you need to make, maybe every single morning, things that you need to say, to speak out loud those words of Scripture so that you're reminded of them and you're not tempted to believe any of the lies that are thrown at you.
No, it's just so true. And there's a real principle in Scripture in the way God works is the Spirit both inspires but follows the declaration. The Spirit loves it when we stand up and declare the victory of Jesus in our lives and the implication of what that means. And friends, that's for you too. You are loved. You are made for God. You're made by God. And he's got a profound and beautiful destiny for you. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, What Happens When I Die, in which Ralph asks some very important questions. Is there life after death? What will it be like? How do my actions in this life affect what happens when I die? If you'd like a free copy of this booklet, you can go to 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website at renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast.